Would you pray with me, please? Triune God, you give us your word to teach us, to encourage us, to allow us to know you more. May the words we have heard and those we will hear today change us from the inside out. Let us not be only hearers of the word, but doers also. Clear our minds of distraction as we prepare to hear from you. We love you and thank you for giving us a message of hope, truth, and life. Let us not keep it to ourselves, but to be witnesses of your resurrection love and power. In Jesus' holy name, amen. I heard a story about a visitor to a resort town who dropped off his rental car and began the half-mile walk back to his rented cottage. He was loaded down with two backpacks, camera cases, and an overnight bag. A van passed by him. It pulled over suddenly and stopped 100 yards in front of him. Out of the car stepped two young, sharply dressed individuals, loaded down with the most current issue of their denomination's publication. One proceeded to the porch of the next house while the other walked back toward the visitor. The young missionary smiled and offered his magazine, sincerely voicing his concern for the visitor's salvation. After carefully balancing his gift of the watchtower on top of the visitor's load, the missionary returned to his van. He and his co-worker hopped in and drove off down the street. At that moment, well-being was the visitor didn't need a magazine so much as he so heavenly minded, concerned for his earthly good. What the world needs now is not more Christians who will bear witness, but more Christians who will be a witness. These two devoted individuals were bearing witness, but not being witnesses. And while I haven't exactly named the denomination in this story, the truth is it could just as easily have been a couple of Presbyterians doing the same kind of thing. When Christians forget what it means to be a witness, we have the potential to create what might be called examples of the church behaving badly. The best description of church behaving badly is given by the former president of Princeton Theological Seminary, Dr. Gillespie, in his explanation of why the mainline church is in such a state of disarray and decay. It's as if, he says, the pastor stands in the pulpit on Easter Sunday and greets the people in the following fashion. Christ is risen, right? Are you okay with that? Is there any objection to my going on from there? Is it any wonder the world isn't convinced that the tomb is really empty? That death itself has been destroyed, that love has triumphed over evil. In too many church sanctuaries, in too many disciples' mouths, the Easter proclamation is a hesitant, halting message, a limp, wimpy, lukewarm witness. Where is the rousing declaration, Christ is risen? And the resounding response,
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
We can only joyfully and confidently exclaim, He is risen indeed, if we ourselves have witnessed the risen Christ. How easy it must have been for Peter to stand among Cornelius's household in Caesarea to proclaim Christ. After all, Peter himself and the other disciples were chosen by God as witnesses. They ate and drank with Jesus after he rose from the dead. That's easy for Peter to say, you complain. If you'd sat down for a big meal with Jesus himself, fresh from the tomb, you could be as loud, as convinced, and as convicted a witness as Peter. Especially if you'd seen his nail-scarred hands. The fact is that on Easter Sunday, and on every other day of the year, Christians are called to a twofold existence. First, we are called to bear witness, in the similar way to bearing the cross, rather than just wearing it. We are to proclaim and embody the joy of Christ's resurrection through our own lives and faith. This is why you and I have a second task. We must also become not just bear witness disciples, but be a witness disciples. That is, like a good scientist, we are to see or observe the risen Christ in the world today. Unlike a good scientist, however, Christians are not to be detached, uninvolved observers. We are called not only to be a witness to Christ's risen presence, but to become a part of the events we seek. The twofold mission of the God-infused, Easter-enthused Christian is to bear witness and to be a witness, each with equal zeal. There's no use grousing that we weren't present at Jesus' lakeside barbecue or at dinner on the Emmaus Road. The appearance of the risen Christ can be just as sharp and clear in the 21st century as it was in the first. If you keep your senses and your spirit peeled for Christ's presence, we can witness the risen Jesus every day, if we take seriously what it means to be an observant Christian. One family found themselves witnesses to Christ's presence through a small, spontaneous, but genuine gift. The family was standing on the sidewalk in front of their home, watching firemen swarming in and out of the house. A grease fire had severely damaged the kitchen, and smoke was now infiltrating everything else they owned. They watched in dismay as the fire was put out, holes in walls, floors drenched, scorched beams, destroyed dishes. A real mess awaited them. Suddenly, a pizza delivery car pulled up next to them at the curb, and a young man hopped out holding a large pizza. The father of the family looked annoyed and said, "I'm afraid you've got the wrong address. Obviously, none of us ordered a pizza." Besides, he added ruefully, "My wallet is in my jacket in the kitchen." The pizza guy, a self-proclaimed Jesus freak, smiled and, shaking his head, said, "Oh, I know you didn't order this. But I saw you all standing here and I had to do something. There's no charge. Just try to take it easy and have something to eat." Astonished, the family watched as the delivery man quickly returned to his car and sped off. Not earth-shaking, not world-changing, but truly a witness of Christ's Spirit in our midst. Can you recognize the spirit behind this simple, compassionate gesture and proclaim, "I have seen the risen Christ"? love, of a love that was able to break the bonds of death itself, is a power that works however and wherever it will in this world. That is the message Peter proclaims as he witnessed before Cornelius' household in Caesarea. The spirit of divine love that raised Jesus from the grave would not let little things like race or nationality, tribe or creed interfere with the powerful stream of its grace. The risen Christ can appear wherever he wills. The risen Christ can make use of whomever he wills. The risen Christ can work whenever he wills. The same resurrecting power that rolled away the tombstone on the first Easter morning can steamroll across any racial barrier between Jew and Gentile, can steamroll any time barrier between the first and the 21st centuries, can steamroll any heart barrier between believers and non-believers. To be sure, bearing a witness to Christ takes as many forms as there are heartbeats on this earth. The humble offer of a free pizza, or the heroic risk of one's own life for another, are only two examples. A hand held out to steady the steps of the very young or the very old. A hand held out to seal with a handshake a vow of peace between enemies. A helping hand to hammer and nail together a Habitat for Humanity home for the homeless, or to simply provide cookies that do so. So the question is, will you bear witness to the continuing outpouring of God's redeeming love and resurrection power? Will you also be a witness to God's love in your own life? By our actions and attitudes, we can be disciples who witness to the presence of Christ's death-defying love, thus proclaiming so that anyone can hear of God's love and resurrection power. I have seen the risen Christ in many of you as well. I see our deacons be witnesses as they meet with our shut-ins and bring them Holy Communion so that they will continue to feel a part of their church family despite not being able to attend worship because of physical limitations. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Folks serving on the Craft Fair Committee, help the church bear witness to Christ. To craft fair vendors, our church, our neighborhood, and our community. Christ is risen. I see several folks who get up early on two Monday mornings a month to be witnesses for Christ to the staff and patrons at Backburner Cafe. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I see folks bear witness to Christ in the baking of cookies for Habitat for Humanity workers. Christ has risen.
He is risen indeed.
All of you who donate dry goods on the first Sunday of the month to help our local food bank are being witnesses to Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The outreach team bears witness to Christ when three times a month they shop for and prepare sack lunches for hungry, homeless, and lonely people. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Our deacons who take care of memorial receptions bear witness of Christ to families in the midst of their deep grief. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Our volunteer receptionists who are a friendly voice to callers and when strangers find their way to our door, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The vocal and bell choirs, their director and our organist, all of our musicians who help lead us in worship, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Presbyterian women, both national nationally and locally as they share fellowship and Bible study and do their great mission work. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The session and deacons, leaders of this church, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And all of you who have missions and ministries in which you are personally involved. Emma's work with Habitat for Humanity, Lita and Mary Ames's work with People Who Care, RW's work with the high school band, and the rest of you who have missions and ministries that you support but I don't even know anything about. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And last but not least, all of you who commit your Sunday mornings almost every week to praising and glorifying God, you bear witness to Christ as we worship. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
That's not to say, though, that we've covered all our bases. We still need folks to step up to tackle the issue of Mingus View's outreach to our neighbors, folks with ideas and folks with energy to implement ideas. We all, myself included, can use other opportunities to be a witness for Christ. The question is, what will you do? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Amen. Now, if you would stand and sing as you are able.